Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
While you're enjoying your breakfast, I'm about to ruin it for you.
This
story is like... Let me see here. Who has a really, 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 really... Leroy, you're afraid of mice.
Everything rodents.
Okay, everything rodents.
Rabbits, it don't matter.
Okay, let's say... Okay, we're going to play a game here. Let's play a game. You, Leroy, have a terrible, terrible infection that, I mean, it's basically going to kill you, all right? Let's play the you're going to die game.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, we're going hard. And the doctor said, okay, we have a way to cure your infection.
But
we're going to take a mouse... and allow him to chew on your penis.
Oh.
What? I mean, this is basically... Okay, what am I talking about? So there was a guy who had a... It said he had a really large ulcer on his backside. Does that mean his ass?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So he had a really large ulcer on his... on his ass that had gotten progressively worse despite doctors' surgical efforts to remove dead tissue and to help it heal. It wouldn't, the infection was just getting worse and worse and worse, and it got resistant to antibiotics, all that stuff. This, by the way, was at Tufts. So apparently, did you know there's a thing called there were doctors who specialize in maggot therapy?
Ugh. Did not know that was a specialty.
Yeah. And when I say maggots, I mean...
Oh, my God.
You know, maggots.
Just that word. Stop like, saying that word.
Yeah, even if you don't know what a maggot is, you know it's not good by the word. It's like those little white, gross maggots. That the second you... Like, nobody ever sees a maggot and goes, yay! You're always like, oh, no! What went bad? So there's doctors that specialize in maggot therapy. This doctor's particular name was Dr. Ron Sherman. And so he brought in roughly 3,000 maggots. And they were applied... I warned you about breakfast, right? Okay. They were applied and secured with a caged dressing to keep them in place. So they put them, like, in the wound. And apparently the maggots go in, eat the infection, and then... I don't know if, I guess
die?
They're trained. No, then they leave. Like, they go in, eat the infection, and then leave.
What do you mean leave?
They get full, and then they...
Poop
then
they poop them out? They get out of the body?
They leave the wound. Yeah, like, you don't eat the maggots. They go into, they insert them into the wound, and they... By the way, I'm just guessing by what the article, I haven't seen it done.
I understand.
But yeah, they're saying, but... apparently they insert the maggots into the wound, you know, kind of like... You know, let's just say put a dressing over it so they don't just go out right away. The maggots go in. They're trained or whatever.
Do they work? Does it work?
It saved the guy's life.
Wow.
It saved the guy's freaking life.
I mean, I wouldn't ask for it, but if it was going to save my life.
Well, this guy asked for it. He challenged the doctors.
Like, find a way.
He's like, find a way to save my ass. Literally. Mm. Find a way to save my ass. And they were like, I mean, we know this guy who has maggots. Yes, Leroy.
So is that why you are asking?
Yes. Okay, so that's the question. The question is, like, you're whatever your biggest fear is, and that's the only way to save your life.
Ugh.
Are you doing it?
No. I'm saying,
you're
Doc.
Saying, let me die?
Yeah, I say, Doc, pass me my phone.
No.
He'll say, for what? I'm going to say, because I'm going to start writing my own obituary.
Stop.
Because it's time.
I'm
texting my family to do
something.
Right.
Come on.
Peace. I just don't want a mouse. Could you imagine
that? Everyone's favorite worst fear? Like, Romero, yours is probably blood, right? Maybe blood coming, like, gushing out of somewhere.
Wow. You don't think it's so...
Well, no, because that's very specific, but that's your big fear. fear. So
you know, like back in the days when they used to be like, when like, I can't believe doctors believe this, but they were like, you know what? If we just like, they called it bloodletting. They were like, if we just let the person bleed it out, like they'll bleed out the bad thing. Ew. Like back in those days, I would not have survived. I would have been one of those people who never went to the doctor for anything. Damn. They'd be like, why are you limping? I'd be like, nothing. It's all good. It's all good. I don't need to go to the doctor. They're going to cut me and let me bleed it out. Hell no.
Like, I have a friend who's definitely afraid of birds, like any bird, like specifically seagulls, but mostly birds. So if you told her that she had a wound and only a bird could fix it, I'm sure she'd be hesitant, but I'm sure she'd allow a bird to fix her wound. If it's life or death. Yeah, you sit here and think it's gross.
I'm not a snake person.
See? Yeah.
Okay,
see?
Pebbles. There you go.
Okay.
We have to shove a snake up your
ass. Wait. Listen. let me just say this, because I already have my conditions in my head. If I had to see it, no. If it's on my butt,
and
I don't have to see it, I would let them do it.
Oh my god.
Okay. So
I just don't want to see. Like, if it had to like wrap around my leg and all of that, no. Then we'd be out.
Oh, they're going to wrap it around. They're going to shove it in your butt so they could eat away.
It'll suck out.
It wasn't inside.
In there.
It was a wound on the outside.
Okay, wait. No.
No, we're playing the extra game.
No, let's do this.
They're shoving a snake in your ass cheek.
There's something going on with your legs that only a boa constrictor wrapping around them and squeezing them can fix.
We're playing we're playing the let me die game.
Right?
Literally. We're gonna keep going until you say let me die game. Oh my good. Yo,
let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.